Hello, VO, episode number 12.
Welcome to the Hello, VO podcast. Plain and simple basics to get you started in the voiceover industry with masterclass instructor and voiceover actor, Lisa Foster.
Hi, I have no time. I have no time to record this podcast, which is exactly why I'm taking the time to record this episode of Hello VO. I didn't have time to even do an outline on this Hello VO podcast, but I figured this is the perfect time to do this. We all have this I don't have time problem, and I wanted to address this because this is something I hear often from my voiceover students when they say to me, you know, I don't really have time to study voiceovers, or I don't have time to practice, or how much time is it going to take for me to record a voiceover? How much time am I going to have with the script? This word time keeps coming up. And I'm winging it today. I have no notes in front of me, so I'm just going to be winging what I'm speaking about here with time. The first thing that I want everyone to recognize, and I have to recognize this too, is that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. All of us. Not one single person gets a minute more or a minute less. We all have the exact same time. And it's important to remember that there are things that we choose to spend our time on and things that we choose to put off. And I'm laughing because I have put doing this podcast episode off. Can't even tell you how many times I've moved it on my calendar from I don't have time to do it today. I'll do it. It's just a 20-minute episode for corn's sake. But I keep moving it. So I thought today, there it is on my calendar again. I've got so much to do. I actually have a client call, a student voice evaluation coming up in half an hour. And I'm like, I've got that coming up. So I certainly can't get in and do an episode. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And here I am doing it. Now, normally I do some show note prep on the topic I'm going to talk about. But like I said, I didn't even get around to that. So I thought I would just wing it today and talk a little bit about discipline, calendars, time organization. And I also want to address the folks who say things like, I will only do this, whatever this is, fill in the blank. I will only do this if I can commit to 150%. That is really setting yourself up to fail. And not only that, that's also a really great excuse for not doing something, for putting it off, for saying, I don't have time because I cannot commit 150. You can't even commit 100% to any one thing. Our days are divided up into pieces and parts and priorities and non-priorities. And how we choose to organize that is really up to us. And you know what's funny is I actually Googled, let me see if I can find this here. So I Googled very quickly. Here's the show prep I did for this little episode on time management. I Googled tips for time management. I got to tell you, I was not very impressed with what I found. The first tip, it says, know how you're spending your time. Okay, well, that's going to take time for me to figure that out. I don't want to spend time trying to figure out how I'm spending my time. The second one, stick to a daily schedule. Well, that seems obvious, but they don't tell you how to stick to it. So, yeah, of course, stick to a schedule. But things come up, and things come up that we don't even anticipate sometimes that sort of derail us. And then do we just throw in the towel and go, well, there goes my daily schedule out the door. So I found that to be a very wasteful tip. Three, prioritize. Now, I guess I get that. Prioritize. I think that's a good one. But sometimes we have to prioritize not doing anything at all. We get stuck in got to get things done, got to get stuff done, got to get this is most important, da, 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 da. And we forget that just sometimes not doing anything and resting and taking 5 minutes, 10 minutes for ourselves to sit out on the patio with a cup of tea, that should be a priority. That should be a priority. Learn when to say no. Now, this is a really valid one and one I had to learn. Saying yes to everybody and everything can really suck up your time. So that is something I'm not going to get too far into the psychology of why we don't want to say no. It's a people-pleasing thing that some of us have a bad habit with. I'm pointing at myself right now. So learning to say no is a really important part of kind of owning your own time. So there were some of these tips in here that just kind of weren't, you know, do the important jobs first. Now that one I actually really liked this very much. Again, the challenge is making sure you're disciplining yourself to do the important things first. I don't know why this came to mind. Taxes. Okay, so it's very important that I do my taxes. Ugh. Do I want to do them? Yeah. No, I don't. Are they a priority? Absolutely. So I kind of want to tackle this time management thing in a more realistic manner. And as it relates to voiceovers, I think it's really important to know that voiceovers is one of those jobs that you can actually fit into little pockets of time throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month. This is not a 9-to-5 corporate job, which, by the way, when you are in a job that requires you to be there at a certain time and leave at a certain time and commit to a certain time, you have even less time on the other side of that for yourself to manage. So I understand for folks who have strict work schedules that are this day, this day, this day, this hour, this hour, this hour, this hour. So, but I would still encourage you to remember that you do have pockets of time. For instance, when you are driving to your job, when you're driving to that 9-to-5 job, you have the time while you're in the car to practice voiceovers. You can use that time. You can steal time. This is one of the greatest tips about time management is you can steal time from other things that you're doing to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So in the car, don't listen to music. I know it's very tempting. Don't listen to talk radio. Don't listen to podcasts. In the car, I want you to listen to regular old radio, but not music or talk. Switch between the stations and catch commercials. And by doing that, you're utilizing the time you need, you're spending in your car anyway. You got to drive to work, or you have to drive to the store, or you have to, you know, drive to wherever you're driving. And you can then be listening. So remember I was saying earlier, one of my earlier episodes, talking about getting a good ear in this business. Getting a good ear is really important. And you've got to have brain, ear, eye, mouth coordination to do voiceover. So why not strengthen your ear while you're in the car? And that comes from listening and studying commercials. And you'll know you're getting a good ear because you're going to hear some bad commercials. And that does two things. First of all, that should tell you that if you can do as well as the worst person doing a voiceover commercial, if you can do at least that, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine pursuing this career. And the second thing is, it also helps you learn poor delivery or poor vocal quality and distinguish that from good performance and good voice discipline and nice sounding voices. So study commercials. The other thing, not only would I listen to them, I would also encourage you, invite you to mimic them. Repeat what you hear, even the bad ones. In fact, I love repeating the bad performance commercials that I hear. I've been working so long in this industry and have a really good idea of what solid delivery is about, and good performance, good script instincts, that it's often fun to throw it all out the window and just mimic a really, really bad one. So mimic the good ones and the bad ones. And it's just a valuable way to use your time. Steal time from other things you're doing. People forget that. They're like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm driving to work. Yeah, I know you're driving to work. But do something while you're driving to work and use that time. Same thing with it being in the shower. I tell my students that now I understand that daily showers are strictly optional anymore. Yeah, and I'm looking at me. I mean, how dirty do you get doing voiceovers? I don't get that dirty doing voiceovers. But my point is this. When you're in the shower, you got to be in there anyway. Grab that bottle of shampoo and narrate. What I love is that I love that shampoo bottles have directions. I don't know that anybody needs to have a tutorial on how to clean their hair. But apparently they do, because every single shampoo bottle I've ever picked up, if you see a shampoo bottle that doesn't have directions, would you please take a picture of it and send it to me? Send it to me in my website, please. I'd love to see that. Every bottle of shampoo has, not only does it have directions, but it also has a description about the shampoo. And I think that's a really great way to practice voiceovers. So grab that bottle of shampoo and sell it, or teach people how to use it. That's called a tutorial narration in voiceovers. Do it in different voices if you like. Another place I steal time to practice voiceovers, think about things like when you're in the elevator by yourself would be preferable. You don't want to freak people out. But when I'm in an elevator, and sometimes I go to Reno, Nevada, beautiful Reno, Nevada. Shout out to any of my podcast listeners from Reno, and teach a class there. Every once in a while, I'll teach a voiceover class there, and I'll stay at the Atlantis. And sometimes I'm lucky enough to get a room way up on like the 18th floor. It's where the hoity-toity people stay. I clearly don't belong there, but sometimes I get upgraded. But every once in a while, I'll be in that elevator by myself, and I make a game out of every single floor that lights, because, you know, you watch the floors go from one to two, three, all the way up. And I do a different voice for the number. You know, I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll do all these different sort of, I don't know. And they don't have to be perfect. I'm just sort of staying on my toes, improving and throwing a bunch of different sounds and voices out there. And again, this is probably best if you do this if you're by yourself. But hey, I would love to be in an elevator with somebody who's doing that with no explanation whatsoever. I think that would be pretty entertaining. So when it comes to voiceovers, just even practicing, you do not need to be sitting down and blocking out an hour or two a day to do voiceover practice with a script and recording it. You don't. Your voice goes with you everywhere. So, you know, in the morning when you're getting up and you're making coffee, start playing with your voice. Start doing, you know, funny voices or I have a little TV in my kitchen that I usually turn on and listen to the news. So when a commercial comes on, again, I'll mimic the commercial. Or I'll talk to my dogs in funny voices while I'm making coffee. I do all sorts of things. My voice is already there. I never, ever leave home without my voice. So it is very easy for me to steal time. You'll hear me say that phrase. Think about all the ways. Where can you steal time to practice listening and practice voiceovers? Another great place to steal time is when you're in line at Starbucks. I think I mentioned this in an episode on vocal coaching and voice discipline, getting a good ear. So put your phone down when you're in line and just listen to the conversations going on around you. And you'll start to pick up, I promise you this, this will start to register in your brain what conversational voicing sounds like. And I get so many students in my masterclass who say to me, gosh, you know, the one thing I wish I could do is I wish I could sound more conversational and less like I'm reading. And yes, that is really definitely a goal you want to get to with voiceovers, is sounding like the words are coming out of the top of your head. So a great way to do that is, you know, put your phone down, quit scrolling through Facebook, and just stand and listen. Stand and listen. I was at a bar. That's a weird transition. So I was at a bar in Boise, and it was after a class I taught recently. I was sitting at a bar, had a glass of wine, and I'm not one of those folks that is normally tied to my phone anyway. In fact, I find my phone sort of annoying sometimes, so I kind of turn it off and put it aside. But I sat there, and everybody was on their phone. Every single person was on their phone. Nobody wanted to strike up a conversation. I don't know. Maybe it was me. I'll try not to take it personally. But I just sat there and I thought, well, rather than just sort of be bored and drink my wine, I'm going to listen to how people are speaking around me. How are they using pitch variety? How are they using vocal sound effects like laughter, gasping, sighing, all these little sounds we make when we actually have real conversations? And let me just hear how people are talking, because that serves me well as a voiceover talent to understand that. So I think it's important to remember, you got time, you guys. You have time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and nobody gets 1 minute less or more, as I said earlier. So just figure out ways that you can fit voiceover into little pockets. And not only when you're learning voiceovers, but when you're actually doing this work, remember, there's no major immediate emergency deadlines for things. So you can figure out, it's very easy for me to get an audition out in half an hour. Oh my gosh, okay, I have laundry I got to do. Let me do this super quick 15-second commercial for a client, get it edited and get it out in 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. And then go, but you don't need blocks and blocks of time to even do voiceovers. So it works really well. And this is especially true if you have your own home studio, because you can just sort of pop in and out whenever it feels right for you to do your work. So I just want you to be careful, especially of the phrase, I will only do this if I can commit 100% to it. That's just an excuse that you don't want to do this. You can't commit 100% to anything. And even if you're serious about that, you're going to fail. And then how are you going to feel? So I would get away from that phrase and just say, I will commit as much time as I can steal from other things to do this. And that will be plenty. I promise you, that will be plenty. Doesn't matter if it's 10%, 20%, 40, 50, 60, but it will never be 100%. You cannot even commit 100% of your time and attention to your children or your family or your job or your health or your pleasure or your entertainment. You can't even do that. So just be careful of that phrase, because it will set you up for failure. And then the final thing that I want to add about time measurement is we really should be measuring the results we achieve. So let me repeat that. We should be measuring our worth, ability, progress by the results we achieve, not by how much time we spend doing it. It doesn't matter if I spend a half hour doing a voiceover commercial, a 30-second voice commercial. That doesn't mean I've done it well, as opposed to if it only takes me 10 minutes to do it. So don't measure value and worth by time. That doesn't make any sense. Here's the thing. We live these frenetic lives, at least in part because it makes us feel good about ourselves, right? Like, God, I did a lot today. I got a lot done. Look at all the stuff I did. Look at all the time I spent on this stuff. And you know what? That just doesn't make any sense. Don't measure how much you've accomplished by how much time you spent on it. Measure how much you've accomplished by what the results are. All right. I'm out of time. I'm out of time, but I'm glad I got this in. See, I fit it into a little pocket of time I had. Now I'm going to go take care of a student and going to get some voiceover work done today. I'm going to be teaching a webinar later. And I found some time. We all have the same amount of time. All right, make the most of it. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of Hello VO, I'd love to talk to you. So take advantage of booking a short one-on-one consultation call with me. I'll evaluate your voice and give you some guidance on voiceovers. So head to lisafoster.com and click the Voice Evaluations tab. It's free. I'll send you a link to grab a spot on my calendar so we can talk about talking.